About to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. I'm Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and this is our topical devotional radio and podcast program here on WMIE 91.5 FM and on the internet. You can catch it on our website at ourlighthouse.net if you miss it during the showtime. But we come and we do a topical study of the Bible each day. We change the topic, do something different, and I like to bring in different guests and co-hosts to give different perspectives on the Word, and I've got my wife Lisa with us today. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, welcome. How are you today?
So glad to have you on the program.
Thank you.
I've got a lot of different topics and things rolling around in my heart. I know you've got a lot of things rolling around in your heart as well, and I'm just going to kick it over to you to kind of start off the program. I think you said you wanted to share a little testimony.
Yeah,
right?
I actually wanted to share a testimony of God's faithfulness and how He takes care of us. I don't know if many of you know me or my family, but my mom has had dementia for quite a while now, and she's been going to a daycare that would come pick her up in the morning and then bring her back in the afternoon so that I could continue to work. But the daycare was having difficulty with my mom getting her to go to the bathroom and walking her around, and because of that, they told me that they no longer would be able to take care of her. So that really put me in a situation, because what am I supposed to do if I have to work my job? I can't take my mom with me. And so it was really putting me in a situation of like, oh my goodness, I'm not sure what's going to happen. So I prayed about it. I thanked the Lord that He had provision. And there was actually the Alzheimer's Foundation had a scholarship, and they were able to fund for my mom to have a caregiver at home. The only problem was they couldn't find any caregivers. They had so many patients, but not enough workers. So for 3 weeks, I went without a caregiver, and I was trying to still work in between, you know, having my husband come home so I could run out and just different things like that to try and continue working. And then God sent the perfect person. It was a spirit-filled Christian lady who loves the Lord, and she's there every day from 10 to 4, and she puts Christian music on and videos for my mom and preaching, and my mom just enjoys it so much, and it's just a blessing that the Lord took care of it. And even when I didn't see an answer, God had the answer, and so it's just been amazing. And I just want to thank the Lord that if you have something in your life,
testimony.
If you have something in your life that you've been trusting God for, don't give up and just keep trusting, because He's got the answer.
Yeah, I always believe this, that, you know, God already knows what we need even before we ask, and He's already orchestrating and working things together for our good. You know, the Bible says that all things work together for good. And, you know, when you look at the idea of, wow, my mom just got kicked out of the daycare, I don't know what I'm going to do, I got my job, I got all these things coming at me, but you know what? It was actually, the way I look at it, you know, a better position for your mom to be in, sitting with this lady just worshiping all day, than being at a daycare where you don't know what they're saying to her, what they're doing to her, how they're treating her. So I just think it's part of God's ultimate care for your mom, who is just a powerful lady in the Lord. And, you know, God's just seeing her and providing for her in everything that's happening in her life.
And the lady actually said that my mom's a blessing to her. She said dementia doesn't keep her from the love of God, because she's singing worship songs. And even though she doesn't communicate much, her spirit is knowing what's going on.
Absolutely.
And her spirit is, she's singing worship songs and she's humming the tunes. And it's just really been amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we're just so glad that each one of you joined us here on the program. I think maybe that testimony is to let someone out there know that, you know what, you might be in a situation today, and it might look like desperate. It might look like, you know what, I'm in a major struggle, major battle. It could be financial, could be with your parents, could be with your kids, could be with your job. You know, I mean, there's so many different obstacles that we face, but you know what, God said that I'm with you always, even to the end of the, you know, of the age, you know. And I just know that God is with each and every one of you out there. So just know that and trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because your understanding will tell you there's no way it's ever going to work out. But guess what? It was a little inconvenient for a couple of weeks.
But the cool thing
was, now we've made that transition, and it's actually a beautiful scenario. So God is looking to work all things together for your good, guys.
And the cool thing about it was, the lady, she wasn't even working for the company yet. So it was like, the reason she wasn't there was because they didn't have her there yet.
Right.
The day she started working for me was her first day. And,
wow.
And it was just so amazing how God orchestrated it.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to bring a topic to the program each time that we come here, and we change it around. Sometimes we'll roll a topic over for one or two programs. But this particular program, I want to talk to, you know, people today about running. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our lives. And you know, sometimes we run away from them. Sometimes we run to them. But, you know, think about running for a minute.
Do you like running?
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I like running, you know, but I don't
running
like
for the
breathing hard. I don't
running
like shin splints. I don't like
you like running
the
for
aches
the dinner
and pains in my body. But yeah, I can run to the buffet really fast. But you know, there's people that actually pay money to run.
Oh, you know,
it's like we do 5Ks at the old church where I was at, and other races and stuff like that. And a lot of people are really into, you know, pushing their limits and trying to beat other people and other opponents. They're very competitive, and you know, some of them just race against their own personal times, things like that. But honestly, I've never been interested in running.
I haven't either. I mean, if someone's chasing me, then I'll probably run.
Well, I can run really good when someone's chasing me, but
honestly, I've never felt like running.
Yeah, you know, for me, it always, when you talk about running, I always think about that movie Forrest Gump.
Run,
you know,
Forrest,
he's like, run,
Forrest,
you know, but, you know, he runs that across the country, and then he runs back across the country, and now all these other runners are following him, and, you know, they're just like, say something profound. He's like, I just felt like running, you know, so I think a lot of times in our life, you know, We are like that. I just felt like running, you know, when a situation presented itself or does present itself, we run from it many times.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to face it. Sometimes, I mean, I'm the worst when it comes to difficult situations or conflict or anything that's uncomfortable that you have to talk about. I try to avoid it. I try to run from it. But, you know, we have to know and understand that there are situations and circumstances that we're not going to want to face, and that instead of facing it and confronting it, you know, you're going to want to run from it. But that's what I kind of wanted to key in on today. You can't run from all that stuff,
because you won't reach your destiny running from things that are hard and running from things that are uncomfortable. I mean, it's easy to try and avoid situations that are difficult. Instead of confronting our fears, we shrink back. But you can't conquer what you don't confront.
That's true. So, what are you facing out there? we're here today to talk to you guys. You know, we talk to each other and we lift each other up. But really, the goal today is to talk to each one of you out there. What's coming at you? What are you dealing with today? What are you struggling with, or even maybe running from? You know, is it conflict with a family member or a friend, or you know, somebody that you care about that maybe did you wrong, or situations like that? You've got to get to a place where you stop running.
And you know, God gives you the grace and the strength and the power to confront the giant in your life.
Yeah.
When you run to your giants, what you know you need to deal with, you're running to your destiny.
That's true. You know, when you look at the story of David and Goliath, you know, you've got this giant Philistine and he's defying the armies of God. And David's just this little ruddy kid bringing cheese and bread to the battlefield for his brothers who are fighting in the battle, which it doesn't sound like they were fighting a battle. They were all squared away. And this intimidation is what when I look at Goliath, I think, all right, it's intimidation. It's this form of a giant, this form of something huge in your life that's looking you in the face and it's going, you will never defeat me. You will never get victory over me in your life. For some of you, it could be addiction. For some of you, it could be anger. For some of you, it could be depression. It's a giant. It's a giant in your life. But like Lisa said, you know, you got to deal with it. You know, you've got to run to your destiny, because your destiny in Christ Jesus is that the Son would set you free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I don't let the enemy trick you into running, you know, from your past, from these obstacles that the enemy is throwing in front of you.
I mean, running from people that did you wrong, running from fears and insecurity and pride. God's saying it's time to stop running and face those giants and confront what you've been ignoring.
Yeah. I mean, some of you are running from your mistakes. You know what? We've all made mistakes. We've all blown it. Somewhere along the way, we've all made the wrong choice, had the wrong words come out of our mouth. We've made mistakes. But instead of running from that or allowing those mistakes to define us, let's come to the Lord. Let's bring them to the cross. You know, in Galatians 2:20, it says, I'm crucified with Christ, but yet I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. You know, and I believe that so many times the enemy is trying to get you to stay alive when you need to just be crucified with Christ. Your past doesn't define you. Jesus put it under the blood. He put it under his grace and under his forgiveness. And, you know, and he's willing to do that every day in any moment. That's how powerful the cross is. It has the ability even to purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God. That means every mistake, every you know, situation can be cleansed. It can be washed away in your life.
I mean, are you running in certain areas of your life, like running from a relationship that needs restoration or forgiveness? Running from getting your finances in order. I mean, a lot of times you don't even want to face the fact that, okay, maybe I do need to get on a budget, but I don't even want to think about it. Running from writing that book. I know someone had a seed planted in them to write a book probably 9 years ago that, you know, you just haven't finished it. And going back to school, what about starting a business? Those are different things that God's laid on your heart to do, yet you're just wanting to say, should I do this yet? Maybe I don't know. It's a challenge. It might be something new. And sometimes people are afraid of the unknown.
So what do you think some of the biggest obstacles are? I think fear can be huge. You know, we can't let fear and insecurity or the idea that maybe I'm not qualified or, you know, I'm not capable keep us from moving towards our destiny in Christ. You know, God has given us the victory. He's given us everything that we need. Jesus, when he said it was finished on the cross, God gave us everything he's ever going to give us. You're not going to get anything else from God. You know, so many times I think we find ourselves praying and asking God, oh, if you'll just do this or you'll just do that. And God's looking back. He's saying, I've given you everything. I gave you my son. In him, you can live and move and have your being. You can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. So I think many times fear and insecurity causes us to actually think that we can't get something that we already have. And know that we already are walking in complete and total victory if we have given our lives to Jesus.
I know it's so uncomfortable to deal with unforgiveness. It's uncomfortable to deal with an addiction or to deal with your fears or to deal with your emotions that are out of control. As uncomfortable as it is, you can't run from it. It's not going to go away. Ignoring it doesn't make it disappear. It's like when you have a toothache. Sure. Like, have you ever had a toothache? And then you go to the dentist and they say, oh, wow, it looks like you have a cavity. But they tell you the price and you're just like, oh, forget it. I'll just put it off. Well, it doesn't go away. If you put it off, it turns into a root canal. And if you don't do that, then you have to have the tooth pulled. It's like, just face it, work it out, and get it taken care of, because it's only going to, just like in your life, when you have things in your life, it's going to cause a root of bitterness and anxiety and overwhelming pain and discomfort if you don't take care of the situation.
Yeah, if you're making excuses, you know, and comforting what you should be confronting, let's say it that way, you know, it's going to limit your life. It's going to keep you from becoming all that God has for you to be. When you hold on to unforgiveness, you're not hurting that other person. You know, let's talk about that for a minute, because when I'm not going to forgive you, you probably don't even care.
Exactly.
Especially, I mean, we're husband and wife. You care in our situation. But when I'm holding something against some coworker that said something to me at work and it made me upset, and it's not hurting them when I'm walking in unforgiveness towards them. It's hurting me.
Yeah. It's so
you know,
true.
And I've got to stop running from the confrontation of going to that person and trying to get fixed, because I'm the one that's struggling, not them. But I can go to them and try to get free and try to release myself, because really unforgiveness isn't hurting anyone else but you.
Right, exactly.
And that's why Jesus is like, you know, freely, you know, you've been forgiven, so now forgive.
I like in Romans 12, 9 and 10, it says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Wow, that's really good.
And also like Romans 12, 14 through 18, I just love the chapter 12 of Romans. I can read it. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other and don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you're honorable, and do all that you can to live in peace with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I really love that. You know, let's kind of break that down for a minute. It says, bless those who persecute you. You know what I mean? I want to slap people when they persecute me.
Exactly.
I want to beat them up. I want to fight them, you know. I mean, you're nicer than I am. But you know what I mean? The Bible is very clear about how we're to treat people that are mistreating us. It's with love. It's coming at them. You know, it's not the spirit of slap. It's you know, the spirit of love that's going to win the battle in those things. You know, don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. You know what I mean? That's loving your enemies, blessing those who persecute you.
And it's easier said than done. When you're praying, it's like the last thing you want to do is pray blessings on somebody that's like mistreating you.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it stretches you.
It changes your heart when you do it.
Right.
I've done it. For 3 years, I've prayed for someone that was in a past ministry, and I've continued praying for him, and I actually don't feel any hurt towards them at all. Every time I see that person, I just feel nothing but love. I enjoy being around them now, where before I didn't even want to say their name. So it's amazing how God can restore you.
Well, you know, look at verse 15. It says, be happy with those who are happy. Have you ever had somebody that just are happy, you know, and you don't want to be happy? I want to be upset today. I want to be angry. I want to be frustrated, you know, and then this happy person comes along. You know, I think the Bible is saying, you know what, be happy with those who are happy. And you know what, when it's time to mourn, when it's time to be sad with those who are sad. Don't try to cheer, you know, join them where they're at and try to help them to move through that in love rather than
trying to minimize their feeling. It's like, hey, they are really sad and they're upset. Don't try and just cheer them up and be like, oh, you'll be fine. It's fine. You know, be there to love them and pray with them and be there to comfort them and show the love of God through them to them.
Yeah. I like this topic because people out there, listen to me, you're running from all kinds of things, you know, and if we would just be a little more mature in our lives and we would sit down and have more communication and more conversation, you know, you may have to agree to disagree on some things with somebody, but it doesn't mean you have to stay bitter. It doesn't mean that you have to be upset with them. Just look them in the eye and in the moment of communication go, we're not going to agree on this, but we agree on a lot of other things. So why are we going to throw a relationship away over a topic or over a political view or over a stance on, you know, religion or something like that, you know? Just agree to disagree and then think about the things that you do agree on, you know, walk in forgiveness and mercy and grace and love.
In Galatians 5:22 through 26, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also behave in accordance with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, being jealous of one another. You have to be honest with yourself. It's easy to make excuses. You need to confront pride, confront a bad attitude, confront compromise.
Yeah, don't run from it.
Maybe you need to apologize to someone to make things right. The longer you put it off, the longer you're going to keep yourself from living a peaceful and joyful life.
Yeah, I think many times we just have to ask God to show us the areas of our life where we need to change. You know, what is it that I need to work on? You know, it's easy to point the finger and look at other people and look at them and go, you need to change. But then we all have the areas in our own life where, you know what, we can step it up. We can come up a little higher. So don't make excuses, you know, oh yeah, I've always been that way, or I'm a hot-tempered person, or, you know, I always hold grudges, or I'm always, you know, critical or defensive or negative. This is who I am. I mean, we could go through the list. You know, that's running. That's not facing it. That is running away from it. And you're comforting what you should be confronting. I like that. So allow God to help you be who He's called you to be in this life. All right, we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors, and we'll be right back at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to our Palm Sunday production titled He is Alive, featuring our Lighthouse Holy Spirit Fire Choir and an inspiring drama presentation. So join us as we celebrate the power of Christ's resurrection this holiday season.
He is alive, death is defeated, sin has retreated from the power of the sun.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's once again Pastor Kevin Radlin with Lighthouse Christian Church, and my wife Lisa Radlin is here with me. We've been talking about running. What are you running from in your life? It's been pretty good. I've learned a little bit myself even. So
there's nothing the enemy would want more than for you to spend your life running. Running from God's call on your life, running from your fears, running from your hurts, running from your past. It's time to stop running.
Come on, man. The only way out is through it. You can't go around it. You can't ignore it. It's not going away. If you confront it, you can conquer it. You know, I don't think we need to spend our life running from things that God has already given us the victory over. In Psalms 46:1, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, these things feel like trouble, but I'm here today to tell you that you can face those and you can walk in complete and total victory if you will literally you have the Lord take you and just get the victory over it.
I mean, the good news is God will give you the grace to deal with it. God will help you rise up from what's holding you down and help thrust you forward into your destiny. Quit running. Live open and honest with God.
Come on. That's all we really need to do. That's all God's really asking us to do in our life, man. God is simply saying to each and every one of us, let's do this thing called life together. Let me help you to walk through the hard days. Let's be happy with each when we're happy. And if we're sad, you know, we're sad. But know this, that I am with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. So there's no need to run from God. There's no need to run from situations. You know, God is well aware of where you're at in your life. He's fully capable of dealing with you and whatever it is you're dealing with, you know, from your addictions to your problems. You're not going to shock him. He's been around for quite some time.
He wants you to ask him. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to ask him to help you when you're having problems. If you're having trouble forgiving someone, ask the Lord to help you forgive them. Ask the Lord to bring unity and pour his love on that person. And you'll have such a heart change. Once the Lord does something in your heart, you'll have such a love for that person. You won't even see them the same way anymore. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so good, man. Well, we hope you guys are learning and growing through the program. And what a great topic, man. Time to stop running. So, hey, guys, take a breather, stop running, and let's face these things together. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. That's right. So once again, this is Kevin and Lisa with Turn the Light On. We hope you guys enjoyed the program.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.